Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, brothers and sisters. Thank you for joining us this evening. Happy Sabbath to each and every one of you. I'm so happy. We are truly blessed to be in the land of the living. And I'm just thanking the Lord for this Sabbath day that today I wasn't rushing at the last minute. And I just thank the Lord as, you know, as the time draw nearer and nearer for his coming, we should be perfect and holy as he, and we should keep the Sabbath holy and not be rushing on at doing things at the last minute. So praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Let us have a word of prayer. Kind and loving Father, we thank you ever so much for who you are. We thank you for your grace, your mercy, your love, your long suffering for each and every one of your erring children. Please have mercy upon us, our friends, our family, the young adults, the children, and those that don't know you. Help us to truly be your disciples, to truly go to those, the lost sheep of Israel, and those by the wayside that don't know you or have a relationship with you, to tell them the good news of your soon coming, the good news that you have paid the ransom for their sin, and it's a free gift. Help us to do the work that you have called us. Bless us this evening as we gather here. Please, may your Holy Spirit fill us this evening as we welcome you and we worship you in truth and in praises and song and testimonies And thank you ever so much for each and every one that's here now and those that will be joining us. Bless my brothers and sisters wherever they may be throughout the world, China, Japan, Canada, the Netherlands, in Jamaica, in the Caribbean, the United States, different states, wherever they are in the missionary field, Lord, bless them and hear their cry, their pain, their suffering, their anguish, knowing that you are soon to come and soon we can rest. Soon we will be with our Savior. We thank you and we praise you in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Again, happy Sabbath, brothers and sisters. Thank you for joining us. Praise the Lord. I'll read Isaiah chapter 58. Please press 1 so that I can open your line. As we know, the early birds get to share more, and we have more time when you're on early to share your full song or testimony and prayer request or prayer and thanksgiving unto the Lord. Isaiah chapter 58, and I will start at verse 11. Amen. And it reads, "And the Lord shall guide thee continually and satisfy thy soul in drought and make fat thy bones. And thou shalt be like a water garden and like a spring of water whose water fail not." Amen. 12. "And they that shall be of thee shall build the old waste place. Thou shalt raise up the foundations of many generations, and thou shalt be called the repairer of the breach, the restorer of paths to dwell in." Verse 13, "If thou turn away thy foot from the Sabbath, from doing thy pleasure on my holy day." So the Sabbath is a holy day. "And call the Sabbath a delight," means that you love it. It's wonderful. You appreciate the Sabbath. Again, "and call the Sabbath a delight, the holy of the Lord, honorable, and shall honor him, not doing thine own ways, nor finding thine own pleasure, nor speaking thy own words. Then shalt thou delight thyself in the Lord, and I will cause thee to ride upon the high places of the earth, and feed thee with the heritage of Jacob, thy father. For the mouth of the Lord has spoken it." Amen. And whatever the Lord said, whatever he speak, it's sure, it's true. He's not like men that he should lie. So praise the Lord. And, you know, we have to take him literally at his word, because whatever he said, you know, it'll come to pass. Whatever he promises he makes is for us. It's a surety. So praise the Lord for his promises there in Isaiah 58. Amen. And I just wanted to read Ephesians 4. Ephesians chapter 4, starting at verse 1, it says, "I therefore, the prisoner of the Lord, beseech you that ye walk worthy of the vocation wherewith you are called, with all lowliness and meekness, with long suffering, bearing one another in love, endeavoring to keep the unity of the faith in the bond of peace. There is one body and one spirit, even as ye are called in one hope of your calling, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is above all and through all and in you all." Verse 7, "But unto every one of us is given grace according to the measure of the gift of Christ." Amen. So unto every one of us is given grace according to the measure of Christ. So we just want to thank the Lord for his grace, his love, his long-suffering. May we be unified and be one in Christ. Amen, amen. Now, go ahead and open the line for my those that have pressed 1. Again, welcome, brothers and sisters. Happy Sabbath, 518-482. Your line is now open.
Good evening. Thank you, Sister Carla, for opening my line.
Amen.
This is Sister Katsunami from upstate New York. And I would like to read Psalms 92, a few verses, maybe up to verse 6, from 1 to 6. It said, "It is a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord and to sing praises unto thy name, O Most High, to shew forth thy loving kindness in the morning, fullness every night, upon an instrument of 10 strings, and upon the psaltery, and upon the harp, with a solemn song. For thou, Lord, hast made me glad through thy work. I will triumph in thy works of thy hands. O Lord, how great are thy works, and thy thoughts are very deep." So I want to sing one of my favorite hymns, "Thy Holy Sabbath, Lord." Right? Because it's good to give thanks unto the Lord, and I can give thanks. I'm here to praise God for his wonderful things he has done for not only me, but for all of us who are gathered here on this line this evening. "Thy Holy Sabbath, Lord." I'm going to sing that song. That's one of my favorites. "Thy Holy Sabbath, Lord, thy people hail with joy, and when we wait to hear thy word, let praise our hearts employ. With sweet delight this day, that thou hast called thine own. We hail and all our homage pay to thine exalted throne. Oh, may thy saints be blessed, assist us while we pray. May we enjoy a holy rest and keep the sacred day." And the last verse says, "When Sabbath's here shall end, and from this earth we move, may we an endless Sabbath spend in heavenly courts above." Yes, and that song is so impressive to me, "Thy Holy Sabbath, Lord." I always are exceedingly happy when the Sabbath comes around, because I want to give God praise and thanks, because it says it's a good thing to give praise and thanks to the God. He is our rock. He is our salvation. And I just want to always to give thanks to God. And I have all these beautiful Sabbath hymns that we should be singing, but many of us don't know it. So I am going to sing another one. Sister Carla, can I sing another one?
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Yes, you can. And today before Sabbath, I was singing "The Dawn of God, Dear Sabbath," and I thought about you. So yes, please sing another one.
Yes,
amen.
Another one. You want what number it is? That's what I just know.
Well,
I
have another song, but it's 143 in this one that I have. But the dawn, whatever song the Lord put up on your heart, my sister. Thank you.
Oh, day of rest and gladness, oh, day of joy and light, oh, balm of care and sadness, most beautiful, most bright, on thee the high and lowly, oh, bend before the throne, sing holy, 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 to the eternal run. Thou art a port protecting from storms that round us rise, a garden intersecting with streams of paradise. Thou art a pool and fountain, in life's bright dreary sun. From the last gulf mountain, with you thy promised land. Hail, happy day, thou day of holy rest, what heavenly peace and transport fills her breast, when Christ the Lord of grace and love descends, and kindly holds communion with our God. The dawn of God's dear Sabbath breaks o'er the earth again. As some sweet summer morning after a night of pain, it comes the school and showers the some exhausted land. Ashes of clustered palm trees made weary with the sun. And we would bring our burden of sinful thought and deed in thy pure presence kneeling, from bondage to be free. Our hearts must beat in sorrow for all thy work undone. So many talents wasted, so few bright laurels won. And the last verse is, and with that sorrow mingling, a steadfast faith and true, and love so deep and fervent, worthy to make it pure, in thy presence finding the pardon that we need, and then the peace so lasting, seamless shall be indeed. Amen. Thank you, Sister Carla. I could keep
praise
on
the
singing.
Lord. Amen. Thank you, Sister Campanelli. Praise the Lord, and thank the Lord for using you to make a joyful noise and to bless
yes.
us with your song. Amen. Amen. Okay, brothers and sisters, again, we thank you for joining us. Happy Sabbath to each and every one of you. Such a wonderful Sabbath evening. You know, it's a delight, as in Isaiah said, it should be a delight. We should be happy. Put all our problems, our worries, or whatever behind us, put it aside. Give it to the Lord. He said, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. That is Matthew 11:28, starting at verse 28. So let us rest in the Lord. Amen. I'll go to the next caller again. Happy Sabbath, brothers and sisters, 225-337. Good evening. Your line is now open.
Good evening, my brothers and sisters. This is Sister Leola, and I'm calling from Baton Rouge, Louisiana. And I just want to share the part which Sister Caller read in Isaiah 58. I just want to let you know that was the scripture when I became Adventist. I studied that, and I say I won't let no man deceive me. So I looked at that scripture, and I have it in my other Bible. All those things mean. And when I start studying it and looked at the repair of the breach, the restore of the path to dwell in, and I have all those definition of that. And when I looked at what was breach, and as I wrote the definition down, it said that something that was broken. It was a law that was broken. So when the law was broken, God is saying the path. That's the old, and it called the Ancient of Days, which is the Father. I have it more notes in my other Bible, but I wanted to read my spirit of prophecy on that, and that's in my Bible. And I'm going to read here. And I'm start. It says, Sabbath keepers repair the breach. Where do we find the people who are thus addressed? Who is it that shall, let me make sure, shall build the old waste places? And you see, and that's where I find old waste places. The old waste places was the point going back to the Sabbath and restoring that, and it say, and raising up the foundation of many generations. You see, we lost that Sabbath so many generations because of no one knew what this was about. When I became a Seventh-day Adventist, I didn't know nothing about the Sabbath, but I always had to question what that meant when I was a little girl because we had to study the Ten Commandments. So I'm going to continue. It say, where are the people who have to see that the breach has been made in the law of God? In Revelation, John says, the temple of God was open in heaven, and there was seen in his temple the ark of his testament. Revelation 11:19. John saw in a vision the Lord people looking for his coming and searching for truth as the temple of God was open unto his people. The light of the law of God, which was in the ark, shone forth. Those who receive this light are brought in view and proclamation of the third angel's message. And I'm not going to read all about that because we know how that came about through William Miller. And I'm going to read down here. It said, this is the preparing the breach in the law of God. They see that the Sabbath of the fourth commandment had been supplanted by a spurious Sabbath, a day that has no sanction in the word of God. Amid great opposition, they became loyal to their God that take their position under the standard of the third angel's message. And I want to read one more. And at the end, approach these, the testimony of God's servant will become more decided and more powerful, flashing the light of truth upon the system of error and oppression that have so long held the supremacy. The Lord has sent us message for this time to establish Christianity upon the eternal basis. And all who believe present too must stand, not in their own wisdom, but in God, and raise up the foundation of many generations. These will be registered in the books of heaven as repairs of the breach, the restore of the past dwelling. We are the maintain the truth because it's truth. In the face of the bitter opposition, God is at work upon human mind. It is not man alone that is working. The great illumination power is from Christ. Of his example is to be kept before the people in every disclosure. I stop right there. And as I, Sister Carla, become lightened with the Sabbath, and then lightened with when I was taught in Revelation, the mark of the beast, I say, praise God, it made sense to me, and I was baptized. So I just want to praise God for his truth and that he continued to reveal to us. And I just want to share this. I was watching YouTube. I don't know, many others probably have seen it too. I was, not YouTube, someone, I was talking to Sister Power one morning, and then this man came up. He said, I got to go to my business, and I will shut my business down. He said, I have to keep God's Sabbath. I know the truth now. He said, we have been lied to for so many years. He went in the mid of the day. The people just probably gotten to work around 9 o'clock. He went and shut their business down, told those people. He said, I'm going to tell you all about the Sabbath. And he said, we are shutting down immediately. He did not wait for an hour or two later. He said immediately, the store is closed. And I'm telling you, the people was looking at him crazy, and there was one woman that was in there, and she listened to him, and she ran outside to follow him. And she told him, she said, I prayed before I came here, and I had asked God where to go shop. And she told him, the Lord laid her there. And she said, that's the reason why he laid her. One person, I know for sure, is keeping the Sabbath with him, young woman that came after him. So when I heard that story, don't you know that was a blessing? That was, oh, it was all heaven rejoicing. So thank you, Sister Carla, for opening my line, because that surely was a testimony what that man did. And you know he kept saying, it's difficult. He said, but I'm going to do it. And he did it.
Amen.
And he walked out
Amen.
After that. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Amen.
Yes, yes, I did see that. Thank you, Sister Leola, for sharing, and thank you for reading and going into the spirit of prophecy. Amen. And, yes, I did see that video of that man, from whoever sent it, and it was a blessing to see people are waking up, and they're not waiting. As they hear the voice of the Lord, the Holy Spirit, they're making the decided change. He said, choose ye this day who you will serve, and he chose to serve the Lord with that little light that he have, and God will bless him and reveal more light and reveal himself more and more to him. So, and, you know, like you say, he's a prominent person in that country, and he has stores. So, you know, we have to continue to pray for him and others like him, and that they will share their message, share the conversion with others as they come into the store, and those that know him, as he did do it live on YouTube. So praise the Lord, my sister. Thank you for sharing. Again, happy Sabbath, brothers and sister, wherever you all are throughout the country, throughout the world, happy Sabbath. I know the Philippines, they already have in their Sabbath. This is daytime for them, Sabbath day for them. They're a day ahead or behind. I think it's ahead. So just want to wish all my brothers and sisters throughout the different continent a blessed Sabbath to each and every one of you and your family. So I'll go to the next caller again. Thank you for joining us, brothers and sisters. 272-770. Your line is now open.
Amen. Happy Sabbath, Sister Carla. Thank you so much for opening
Amen.
My line. Amen. It's Sister Tymiko from Pennsylvania. And I'm so grateful to hear that you have made different remedies to help us with the sicknesses such as the diabetes and high blood pressure. These are so important to know, my sister. So I thank you, because the health message is the right arm of the gospel. So my dear sister, I just want to give the Lord praise and honor and glory to his great and holy name for bringing me through another week, safety, giving me safe travel and mercies, and watching me go to and fro from my home to my appointment. And I just wanted to share a scripture here in Ephesians chapter 6, verses 10 through 18, which I have made copies of, and I take it with me when I go to my appointments and I give out to the people. And this is something I pray before I leave my house. It is so important, because in these last days, the enemy is attacking us, and we need to put on the whole armor of God. So it reads, finally, brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, and against rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness and high places. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all to stand. Stand therefore, having your loins girded about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked, and take the helmet of salvation, and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all the saints. Praise the Lord. Amen. So I pray that each day, if we have to leave out and go to work or go to school or whatever jobs we have, that we may be able to pray first and read Ephesians chapter 6, verse 10 through 18, so that we will be protected by putting on that whole armor of God. And I do have a song to sing, my sister. I know that you might have others on the line, so maybe I could just sing the first verse, Sister Carla, if it's okay with you. Praise the Lord.
Yes, go ahead. You can sing two verses, my sister. Amen.
Oh, thank you, Sister Carla. Amen. Praise the Lord. Okay. Blessed assurance, Jesus is mine. Oh, what a foretaste of glory divine. Heir of salvation, purchase of God. Born of his spirit, washed in his blood. This is my story, this is my song. Praising my Savior all the day long. This is my story, this is my song. Praising my Savior all the day long. Perfect submission, all is at rest. I and my Savior am happy and blessed. Watching and waiting, looking above, filled with his goodness, lost in his love. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long.
Amen. Praise the Lord, my sister. Thank you so much for opening my line. And I just want to ask for a word of prayer to lift up all my brothers and sisters on this prayer line this evening, this beautiful Sabbath. Please, that's my prayer request, is to pray for everyone and for myself and for my family and all of my brothers and sisters on the line. Thank you, Sister Carla. God bless you. Happy Sabbath. Love you. Bye-bye.
Happy Sabbath. Happy Sabbath to you also, Sister Tamika. Can I ask you... Just a word of prayer for unspoken prayer requests. Can you just offer a word of prayer, those that are sick, those that are suffering right now, to just pray for, those people in the world, those our leaders, the ministers of God, the shepherd of God. Please pray for them right now if you can. Thank you.
Yes, ma'am. Amen. Praise the Lord. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this precious Sabbath evening that we have been brought together to worship you, Lord, and give you all praise and honor and glory, because you are so worthy to be praised. Lord, we bless your great and holy name. We magnify your great and holy name. Lord, we glorify your great and holy name, and we thank you so much that we are alive to see another precious day of life. We thank you for our families, for our children, Lord, for our grandchildren. We thank you for bringing us together tonight, dear Lord, as your brothers and sisters. Lord, we thank you that you love us all with an everlasting love. We thank you that you said you would never leave us nor forsake us, Lord. We thank you that you said we are the apple of your eye. We love you, Lord, and we are here to serve you and to do your will. Not our will, but let thy will be done in each and every one of our lives. Heavenly Father, I lift up Sister Carla tonight and her precious children, Lord Jesus. I lift up Nicholas and Amanda. Please continue to bless God and keep her safe, dear Lord. Be with her, Father God. We ask that you cover her under the blood of Jesus, that no weapons formed against her will prosper. Keep her safe, Father God. Watch her going in and out, Father God. Bless her more abundantly, more than she can ever ask or dream. Heavenly Father, we are also lifting up Sister Continelli and her family and her precious, precious children. Be with them, Father God. Be with her and strengthen her. Dear Lord, we ask that you give her a double portion of the Holy Spirit, Father God. Walk with her along life's narrow ways. Every step of the way, be with your precious daughter, as we all need you, Father God. Every minute, every hour, every second, we need you. I lift up Sister Powell and Alex Nation and the Williams family. We're so grateful for what she is doing in Jamaica, dear Lord. She is such an example to each and every one of us. Continue to bless her, Father God. May you multiply the donations for her. May you bless her ministry.
that she is helping all those who are out in Jamaica, Father. We're so grateful for her. Bless her abundantly, Father God. Be with her always, Father God. We ask that you keep her covered under your precious holy blood, Father God, and be with her at all times. Strengthen her, dear Lord. Lead and guide and protect her. Father God, we also lift up Sister Stephanie and her children, KJ and Kaja. Continue to bless, guide, and keep them safe and well, Father God, covered under thy blood, Lord Jesus. We ask that you watch her going in and going out. Give her favor over her life. Strengthen her, dear Lord, and heal from all sicknesses and diseases. Father God, we are also lifting up the rest of our loving brothers and sisters on this prayer line. We lift up Brother Eli and his mom, Rose, and all of his friends he's praying for. Dear Lord, you know them by name. We lift up Sister Leola and her family as well. Brother Ray and Nicole and Jarvis, continue to bless, guide, and keep them safe, Lord. Be their rock and their fortress and their strong tower, Lord. Be their refuge. Be their hiding place because they need you, Lord. We all need you in these last days. I lift up all the SDA churches around the world. I lift up those who are being persecuted for your namesake, Lord Jesus. Please be with us. Help us, and I plead the blood of Jesus over every name that I call tonight, Father, that you will help us to draw close to you in these last days. Now more than ever, we need you, Lord. Dear Lord, and I'm claiming Psalms 51, 10 through 12 for all of my brothers and sisters on this prayer line tonight. Please create in each and every one of us a clean heart, O God, and renew within us a right spirit. And do not cast us away from your presence, Lord. And do not take your Holy Spirit away from us, but restore to us the joy of your salvation and uphold us by your generous spirit. So, Father God, we thank you, Father God, and we ask for forgiveness of all sins because we fall short many times. Father God, we need you every minute, Father. We thank you for all of our precious brothers and sisters. We lift up Brother O'Neill, dear Lord, and his family. We lift up Brother Ricardo and his wife, Samantha. Continue to bless God and keep them. We lift up Brother Yudi and his wife, Melissa, in their health food store, dear Lord. Continue to bless them and keep them safe. We lift up Brother Bernard and his family. Bless them always, Father God. And we also are lifting up Elder Richardson and his wife, Sister Richardson. Continue to bless them, Father God. We love each and every person, dear Lord, tonight. And we love you, dear Lord. We thank you. We love you, dear Lord. We thank you for everything you're doing for us. We love you, and we leave now in your precious care and keeping in the precious and matchless mighty name of King Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We pray always with praise and thanksgiving. Thank you for hearing and answering our prayer. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, my sister, for that prayer, that wonderful prayer. Everyone was included. So praise the Lord. Thank you again. Amen. So we're going to go, and thank you for that song. That's one of my, coming into the church, one of my favorite songs, Blessed Assurance, Jesus is mine, and Jesus is all of ours, all of us, you know, belongs to us. He is personally your Savior, your rock, your salvation. We have to claim it and know that Jesus belongs to us. We belong to him through creation and redemption. We are his, and he is ours. Amen. So let us stay connected to him by all means necessary. Amen. So I'll go to the next caller. Again, thank you for joining us. 57505, your line is now open. Good evening.
Amen. Hello, brothers and sisters. Hello, brothers and sisters. Good. Hello, my brothers and sisters. Hello. Hello, my beloved brothers and sisters on the prayer line. My name is Brother Eli and Sister Carla. Thank you for opening my line. And Sister Tamiko, thank you. Thank you. Thank you very much, my beloved sister, for praying for my mother and my friends. Sister Tamiko, I am so grateful, Sister Tamiko. I'm so grateful. I want to say hallelujah. I want to say hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. God is a mighty God, Sister Carla. He's the King of Kings, and he is the Lord of Lords. Oh, Sister Carla, I hear the voice of the Lord say to me at this moment to pray for someone, Sister Carla. Sister Carla, I'm going to pray for Sister Tamiko's daughter-in-law. I'm praying for her that the Lord will baptize her in the name of Jesus. And I'm praying for Sister Tamiko's son that the Lord will baptize her son in the name of the Lord, in the name of Jesus. Yes, Lord. God, Heavenly Father, Lord, we magnify your name, God, this moment, God. God, we want to give you thanks. We want to give you praise, Lord, because, God, you deserve the praise, Lord. God, how excellent is your name, Lord. Oh, hallelujah, Lord. God, we give you glory, God. We give you praise because God, today is the day how the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Yes, Lord, we come to you, God, because, God, you are faithful, Lord. God, we want to lift our Sister Carla, Lord, who is hosting, Lord. We ask the God to give Sister Carla, God, the victory, Lord. We ask the God to give Sister Carla deliverance, Lord. God, you're able, God, to do all things, God. God, break every chain, God, for Sister Carla, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. We ask the God to come bless her, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord. God, we want to lift our Sister Carla's son and daughter, God. We want to lift our Sister Amanda. We want to lift her brother Nicholas to you, Lord. We ask the God to come bless them, God, in a special way, Lord. We ask the God to watch over them, Lord. God, you're able, God, to do all things, God. God, you're mighty, God. You're the King of Kings. You're the Lord of Lords. We ask the God to come bless every single one of us, God, in the prayer line, God. God, we want to lift our Sister Miola to you, Lord. God, you're good, God, for Sister Miola, Father. God, there is no one else like you, Lord. God, how excellent is your name, God. God, bless Sister Miola, Lord. We ask the God to cover Sister Miola, God, with your blood, Lord. We ask the God to cover Sister Miola, God, with your righteousness, Lord. God, we ask the God to break every chain, God, for her, Lord. Break every chain for Sister Miola, Lord. God, we ask the God in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord. Bless Sister Miola's husband, Lord. Bless Sister Miola's children, Lord. God, we ask the God to watch over Sister Miola, Lord. God, we want to lift our Sister Tamiko's family to you, Lord. We ask the God to come bless Sister Tamiko, Lord. God, we want to lift our Sister Tamiko's husband to you, Lord. Brother Tony, Lord. We ask the God to give Sister Tamiko's husband the victory, Lord. Give him the power, Lord. Give him deliverance, Lord. God, we ask the God to cover his window post, Lord. Cover his doorpost, God. God, you are able, God, to do all things, God. God, cover Sister Tamiko's window post too, Lord. God, cover her doorpost, God. God, you are able, God, to break every chain, God, for Sister Tamiko, Lord. Bless her, God, in a special way, Lord. God, we want to lift her Sister Tamiko's daughter-in-law, Lord. God, we ask the God to strengthen Sister Katie and Lord. God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we ask the God, it's time for Sister KTN to baptize, Lord. It's time for Sister KTN, Lord, to be strong in you, Lord. It's time for Sister KTN, God, to pray more, Lord. To pray, Lord, to cry out to you, Lord, for help, Lord. God, we ask the God to come deliver Sister KTN, Lord. Allow Sister KTN, Lord, to stay in prayer, Lord. We ask the God, allow her to watch and pray, Lord. God, we ask the God to cover her window post, Lord. We ask the God to cover Sister KTN, God's window post, Lord. Cover her door post, God. God, you're able, God, to do all things, God. God, we want to lift her Sister Tamiko's son, God, brother Taiwan, to you, Lord. God, we ask the God to break every chain, God, for brother Taiwan, Lord. God, we ask the God to put the fruit of the Spirit, Lord, for him, Lord. Love, kindness, self-control, long-suffering, Lord. God, we ask the God, allow brother Taiwan, God, to learn the fruit of the Spirit, Lord. God, we ask the God to change him, Father. Change him, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord. We ask the God to break every chain, Lord. We ask the God to hide him, Lord, with your righteousness, Lord. Allow him to cry out to you, Lord. Allow him to cry out to you, Lord. God, we ask the God, allow him to read the scripture, God. Psalms 27, Lord. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Who shall I be afraid? The Lord is my light and my salvation. Who shall I be afraid? We ask the God, this one is for Brother Tyron, Lord. God, we ask the God to come bless him, God. God, we ask the God to break every chain for him, Lord. God, we want to live for Sister Tamiko, beloved mother, Lord. Sister Dorothy, Lord. Bless Sister Dorothy, Lord. God, we ask the God to break every chain for her to you, Lord. God, break every chain for her, Lord. God, break every chain for Sister Linda, too, Lord. God, we ask the God to watch over Sister Linda, Lord. Bless all of us, God. I want to thank you, God, for what you have done for all of us, Lord. Allow us to praise you, Lord. Allow us to magnify your name, God. We want to lift up Brother O'Neill to you,
Amen.
Lord. Bless Brother O'Neill, God. Watch over Brother O'Neill. Watch over Sister Carla. Watch over every single one of us, Lord. Bless Sister Power, Lord. Bless Brother Rick, God. Bless everyone, God. Watch over everyone, God.
Amen.
In the prayer line, God. Watch over Brother Ricardo, Lord. Bless Brother Ricardo, Lord. Watch over us, God. God, strengthen us, Lord. God, in the mighty name of Jesus, we pray with thanksgiving. Amen and amen.
Praise the Lord. Thank you, Brother Eli. Amen. Thank you, Brother Eli, for that wonderful prayer. We touch and agree in the name of Jesus. May the Lord continue to bless you and your mother, your friends and family, and your ministry, Brother Eli. You know, if you don't have a ministry, you should have a ministry to visit the nursing home and to sing and to pray for those that are, you know, sort of in prison, in a nursing home, or, you know, whatever prison meant, their mind mentally, spiritually in prison, you know, lift them up, go and lift them up and pray for them. So thank you again. Amen. Amen. Again, good evening, brothers and sisters. It's truly a wonderful day, this Sabbath evening, praising the Lord and giving honor and praises unto him. And as Isaiah 58 said, we should delight in the Lord, delight in the Sabbath. So that is what we're doing now. We're praising him. So I'll go to the next caller again. Thank you for joining us. 631-553, good evening. Your line is now open.
Thank you for opening my line, Sister Carla. Happy Sabbath, each and everyone. It's a pleasure to be on the line. I want to thank God for his goodness, his grace, and his mercy. There's many blessings that he's pouring up on my life. And we are truly thankful for what he's doing and the many blessings that he's pouring out day by day, and how he has been working things out in my life so much. I want to share a quote from the book. 1 second, let me pull it up. Testimony. It's from Review and Arrow. Review and Arrow, December 6, 1887. Paragraph 12. It says, "Did those who be looking for the Christ but realize are near the end of all work for the salvation of souls, they would sacrifice their position as freely as did the members of the early church. The multitude of them that believe were of one heart and of one soul. Neither said any of them that aught of the things which he possessed was his own. As many as were possessors of land or houses sold them and bought the pieces of the things that were sold and laid them down at the apostles' feet. Those who had money or possession freely sacrificed themselves to the existing emergency." Paragraph 3 says, "Those who had money or possession freely sacrificed them to an emergency. The believers had one common interest, the success of the mission entrusted to them. The love for Christ were far greater than their love for money. They acted out their faith, and by their works testified that they account the souls of men of more worth than any earthly treasure." Let me read that over again. "They acted out their faith, and by their works testified that they accounted the souls of men of more worth than any earthly treasure. Have we not even greater reason to sacrifice than they had? Have we not far less time than they in which to accomplish our work?" Last one, as I close. For what shall we hoard up treasures, to be swept away by the flames of the last day? Shall we lay up gold and silver, to be witness against us in the judgment, to eat our flesh as it were fire? Shall we cling to our possession till they fall into the hands of our enemies? The time is coming when commandment keepers can neither buy it nor sell. Of what use will houses and land, bank, stock, and merchandise be to us then? Now it's time to place our treasures where they will be eternally secure. It is time for those who have large possession to cut down the principle that God's work may be extended in foreign lands. You can read that quote for yourself in Review and Arrow, December 6, 1887, paragraph 13. Speak about lay our treasures in heaven. Where our treasure is where our heart is. We see what is coming up on the earth. The time of no buy and sell. It's not far. The forecast is not good for 2023 based on how the enemy has set things up. But we know in whom we believe. But once we place our confidence in God and our trust in God, no matter what the enemy did, the word of the Lord says that they overcome him by the blood of the Lamb, and they love their life not unto death. So we have to make some sacrifice for the cause of God by commit our ways unto the Lord, and he will direct our path. We have a solemn time on earth history. But God is our strength. He promised us that he will never leave nor forsake us. So any leaving is about us. God never leaves us. He's always there. So let us stand firm in Jesus Christ and gain strength to strength more and more day by day. Thank you for opening up my way.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you for reading that. Review in Herald, December the 6th, 1887, paragraph 3, Brother O'Neill. Solemn warning. And if we see the news and, you know, they just tell us about some things that are going on, but how people accounts are being, scam or netting zero or 2,000 as the dear brother in Jamaica, Usain Bolt, you know, whatever they said that is going on, you know, we have to read between the line, and all the banks are having problems and, a lot is going on, and they're talking about people accounts is being breached. So we know that time is shortly to come where, you know, all our earthly support will be cut off, but we have a Savior. We have a sympathizing Lord who sits high and looks down low, and this is time to make our calling and election sure. And, you know, he has given us ample enough time to make provision, you know, and to warn others. And he said, he will take care of us, and we have to delight in him, delight in the Sabbath. So again, thank you for sharing that. And may we seek the Lord. May we draw closer to him. So I'll go to the next caller. Again, good evening, brothers and sisters. Thank you for joining us. 931-332. Your line is now open.
Are you hearing me, Sister Carla?
Yes, we can hear you.
All right. Happy Sabbath to everyone. It's a pleasure. It's nice to hear Brother O'Neill's voice. It's been a while. Hope God is, I know God has been good to him, and I hope he'll be faithful. Brother O'Neill, stay faithful. Keep on trusting. And to each and every one that is on the Brent prayer line, hope we continue to be faithful in serving the Lord. We want to keep y'all. I just want to sing a song. I just love singing lately. Pray that this song will be touching to our hearts. And it's a call that Jesus is making to all of us, each and every day, softly and tenderly. Jesus is calling.
Softly and tenderly, Jesus is calling, calling for you and for me. See on the portal, he's waiting and watching, watching for you and for me. Come home, come home. You are weary, come home. Earnestly, tenderly, Jesus is calling, calling, oh sinner, come home. Why should you tarry when Jesus is pleading, pleading for you and for me? Why should we linger and heed not his mercy? Mercy's for you and for me. Come home, come home. Ye who are weary, come home. Earnestly, tenderly, Jesus is calling, calling, oh sinner, come home. Though it's now fleeting, the moments are passing, passing from you and from me. Shadows are gathering and dead night is coming, coming for you and for me. Come home, come home. Ye who are weary, come home. Earnestly, tenderly, Jesus is calling, calling, oh sinners, come home. Oh, for the wonderful love he has promised, promised for you and for me. Though we have sinned, he have mercy and pardon, pardon for you and for me. The call is to us, come home, come home. You are weary, come home. Earnestly, tenderly, Jesus is calling, calling, oh sinner, come home.
Let's come home to the Lord. Amen. Thank you, Sister Carla, for opening up my line. Thank you, Sister Carla. call is for all of us. Make sure
amen.
We are home. Amen. Thank you, Sister Carla.
Amen. I'm sorry, I was on mute. Can you give us a quick word of prayer, Elder Richardson? We already had three prayers, so if you can just give us a brief word of prayer. Thank you.
All right. I didn't hear who requested prayer, but I'll pray in general.
No, we already had two lengthy prayer, but if you can just give us a brief prayer, that will be fine. Thank you.
Yes. Our Heavenly Father, we are thankful and grateful for mercies towards us, for spared and kept alive during this week, for keeping us safely through another week. God has brought us on our way. And Lord, we thank you for your holy Sabbath, a day of rest and gladness. We thank you, Lord, that we can come on this prayer line to provoke each other into love and good works. Oh, Lord, may we continue to be faithful. May we, Lord, look unto you, Jesus, each and every day as our Father, as our Lord, as our Savior, as our King, as our big brother. Let your name be honored, let your name be glorified, and let your name be praised. Father, I pray blessings upon each and every one that is on this line and those that are not on for some reason or the other. And I pray, God, that your blessings be upon your church, your people worldwide. Revive us, restore us, prepare for the coming crisis. Be with the speaker, the one whom you have selected to bring the word. Pray that you hide him behind the cross, that the words that he speaks, Lord, will be words of life, words from heaven, that our lives and our hearts will be softened and be subdued by the softening oil of the Holy Spirit. And Father, we give you all the praise, all the honor and the glory. We thank you and we praise you. In Jesus' name we ask his mercies. Amen and amen. Thank you.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Elder Richardson. Brothers and sisters, again, welcome. And Ephesians 4:23 said, "And let us be renewed in the spirit of our mind, and that ye put on the new man, which is after God, is created in righteousness and true holiness." So as we get our Bibles, our pen, our pencil, or whatever writing instrument ready, spirit of prophecy, let us endeavor to put on the new man. Let us be renewed in our hearts and in our minds so that we can truly divide the word of truth, and we can truly accept Jesus as our Savior, and that the old man, you know, of sin, you know, whatever it is, lust, fornication, uncleanness, covetousness, evil surmise, and be put away. Amen. So now go ahead and open the line for Brother Ricardo. Again, thank you for joining us. 610-706, your line is now open.
Thank you so much, Sister Carla, for opening my line.
Amen.
Happy Sabbath, everyone. Safe through another week. The Lord has brought us on our way. And thank you all for your prayer requests, your testimony, and your song. And also the quotation from Brother O'Neill, very powerful quotation. And as we're going to do a part two, beloved, and the third angel message, preparing our people to stand. The third angel, beloved, in these last days, we must emphasize, we must study, we must preach, we must meditate upon this message. Why? Because God gave us a seven-day Adventist, a message to prepare our people to stand true to the Lord during the investigative judgment. So the third angel, beloved, is preparing us for what is coming. Are you willing to give up and walk away and leave your house? I'm thinking about the same thing. But, beloved, the more you study, God will give you the peace. Because as my brother read earlier, beloved, our house, some of us house maybe cost over 100,000, beloved. The time is coming, beloved. Your house will not even cost $100. Because we are told the house that we're living in, beloved, will cost nothing. Lost its value. But I pray you do not lost your soul in these last days. So let us go into the word. Let us pray before we go into the word. Can you silently say a word of prayer for me, that I will not say my own word, but the words of Christ? Father in heaven, we thank you so much for this privilege you have given unto me to come before your people. Lord, I am a sinful man, and I need your Holy Spirit. I need your anointing. I need your forgiveness. Lord, I'm asking to touch me at this moment. Give me the words that you prepare me to give your people. Help me to give it with clarity, oh God. Lord, bless your people. You know what we all stand in need of. Do for us what we cannot do for ourselves. As we're going to look into your word, because in your word bring hope and bring comfort in these last days. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Beloved, I have rich blessing from the treasure house for you that's coming from heaven, which is the word of God. I pray that you have your writing instruments and your notepad and your Bible. Because if you come to listen, beloved, and you don't have any Bible, you don't have any power. Because remember, the Bible is the power and the finger is the point. Combine both, you have your power point. Amen? So now we are dealing with the third angel message bearing a people to stand true to the Lord. Now, I have a question for you. Where does the third angel message take us? The question is asked, where will the third angel message take us? In the sanctuary. When you go into the sanctuary, you will see that God sent a message from heaven, which is the first, second, and third angel message, and also the help message. But what we're going to look at, beloved, I'm going to show you the third angel and also the help message. The help message is the right arm of the gospel. Separating the help message from the gospel is crippled. So now, why does God give us the third angel? Why does God give us the help message? To help us to be strong in these last days. Because why? The third angel message is saying, if any man worship the beast or his image, God knows that all of us will give in to the image of the beast. So now God is helping us in our health, beloved. Why? Because he knows that we are dying on a daily basis because of our health. Our health is deteriorating, beloved. So God sent a message from the east, which is the health message, and also the third angel. But the work of the third angel is fearful is his work, unhearful is his mission. He is the third angel that is sealing and binding in these last days. This angel is going to determine if you are not going to receive the seal of God or receive the mark of the beast. Now, beloved, as we are talking about the east, no, because the Bible said in Psalms 102, verse 19, let me give you a Bible now. Psalms 102, verse 19. Because remember in Psalm 77, verse 13, remember the Bible said, I'm going to read Psalms 102, verse 19. Remember Psalm 77, verse 13 said, Thy way, O God, is in the sanctuary, who is so great a God as our God. Remember, right? Thy way, O God, is in the sanctuary. So if God's way is in the sanctuary, beloved, God operates from in the where? In the sanctuary, right? Which is in heaven, all right? Now look at Psalms 102, verse 19 now. For he had looked down from the heights of his sanctuary. Remember now, thy way, O Lord, is in the sanctuary. Watch this now. For he had looked down from the height of his sanctuary from heaven. So where is the sanctuary, beloved? In heaven, right? From heaven did the Lord behold the earth. So if God wants to help his people and to know what is going on the earth, where are we going to look from? From the where? The sanctuary, right? Because the Bible says, for he had looked down from the height of his sanctuary from heaven. I love how the Bible clarified this, because some people may say, sanctuary, what is this sanctuary? Where is the sanctuary? The Bible says, from. So we know that a sanctuary is in where? Heaven, right? And God beholds the earth from where? Heaven, in the sanctuary. So now God's going to send a message, and God's going to help us now. So if you want help from heaven, where does your help is coming from? In the sanctuary. Are you with me, beloved? When you pray, where does your prayer is going? Where is your prayer going, beloved? In the sanctuary, right? If you don't believe me, go with me to Psalms 20, verse 2. Psalms 20, verse 2. And then I'm going to show you the health message from the Bible first. Then I give you some quotation regarding the health message and the spirit of prophecy. But we are looking at the third angel and the health message. The health message is the right arm. And we Seventh-day Adventists, we look into the spirit of prophecy and we say, the spirit of prophecy says the health message is the right arm, right, of the gospel. But can we prove all of these things from the Bible only? We're going to prove it, then we look into the 20 verse 2 says, send thee help from the where? Sanctuary, and strengthen thee out of Zion. Hold it right there. So God going to send a message on what? To strengthen his people out of where? Zion. So this message with dealing with strength is dealing with the health message. Are you with me, beloved? Because you hear what she said? There's a quotation said, if you separate the health message from the gospel, you cripple the gospel. Are you with me? But now, beloved, watch this now. The health message must not take the place of the third angel. Are you with me? Or the first and the second. Are you with me? The health message is just an entering wedge. Are you with me? God works best through sickness and suffering. Are you with me, beloved? So God can use the health message to bring relief and recover to his people, because sick people, beloved, they want cure, right? They are longing for a relief. So God used the health message along with the gospel, the everlasting gospel, so other truths can receive. Are you with me, beloved? So they can be hoping to receive the other truths that God tried to reveal unto them. So now this message is coming from the way of the east. Now watch this now, beloved. Go with me now to Ezekiel chapter 43, verse 2. Ezekiel chapter 43, verse 2. Because remember now, that way, O Lord, is in the sanctuary. But the most holy place is in the way of the beloved. Are you with me now? Right? So now we know that what rises in the east, the noonday sun. But what health benefit the sun gave? Vitamin D. Are you with me, beloved? So watch this now. Ezekiel chapter 43, verse 2. Now watch this now. And behold, the glory of the Lord God of Israel came from the way of the where? The east. So the glory of the Lord is coming from the way of the where? East. Are you with me, beloved? Don't lose this word now. Remember this word, east. And his voice was like a noise of many waters, and the earth shined with his glory. Watch this now. So the way of the Lord, God, glory is coming from the way of the where? East. So what is in the east? The sanctuary or the throne of God. Are you with me? So Christ is in the midst of the what? The throne. Are you with me? Interceding you and I behalf. So now God looks from the heights of his sanctuary and he behold the earth. He see that the human family is dying physically and about spiritually. So God going to send a message on spiritual health, a message on physical health. The gospel is the spiritual health. Are you with me, beloved? And the health message is the physical health. Are you with me, beloved? If you don't believe me now, look at Malachi chapter 4, verse 2. We're going to look at the noonday sun, and Jesus is going to light himself as the sun. But not really the noonday sun, but Jesus Christ is the Son of Man. Are you with me, beloved? But this sun now is going to bring healing in his wings. Go with me to Malachi chapter 4, verse 2. Malachi chapter 4, verse 2. As we see, beloved, a lot of sick people we are seeing, beloved, and we must have a knowledge of the health message so we can help the sick to recover in these last days. Are you with me, beloved? Because remember now, the health message is an entering wedge for other truths to receive. Are you with me, beloved? So now go with me now, Malachi chapter 4, verse 2. Listen to what Jesus said now. The health message comes with a condition now. Watch this now. Unto you that fear my name shall the Son of Righteousness arise with healing in his wings. Hold it right there. What does the Bible just say? Unto you that fear my name. Pause right there. In order for you to receive the healing come with a condition. Are you with me? God's word come with condition. His blessing is come with a what? Condition. Notice what Jesus said. Unto you that fear my name. What message does Seventh-day Adventist have on fear? Revelation chapter 14, you remember? Revelation chapter 14, verse 6 and 7. And I saw another angel fly in the midst of heaven, having the everlasting gospel unto them that dwell on the earth, to every nation, kindred, tongue, and people, right? Saying with a what? Loud voice, fear God. Give glory to him. Hold it right there. If you fear God, you're going to give what? Glory to him. Watch this now. Listen, Malachi 4:2 said, unto you that fear my name shall the Son of Righteousness arise with healing. The healing is dealing with the gospel and also the health message. Spiritually heal your mind from sin. Spiritually heal your mind from brokenness. Spiritually heal your body as well, beloved. Also physically. Watch this now. Jesus said unto you, who? Unto you that what? Fear my name. What does fear mean? Name is dealing with character, right? But what does it mean to fear God? Because Jesus said unto you that fear my name shall. So if you fear God, Jesus is saying now, unto you that fear, catch it, beloved, I'm repeating this. This a rich blessing is coming. Unto you that fear my name shall the Son of Righteousness arise with healing in his what? Wings. Now, in order for you to receive this healing, fear God. But how can you fear God? You must have a knowledge of who God is so you can fear God, right? Go with me to Proverbs now. We're looking at fear now because we want to receive the healing. Are you with me, beloved? Because the health message, the third angel is preparing our people to stand true to the Lord in these last days. Are you with me, beloved? So God give us the health message so we can able to stand firm. Are you with me? Firm on the rock, Christ Jesus. Are you with me, beloved? So we can make a conscious decision not to receive the mark of the beast. Are you with me? Because remember, God said, I never give you a spirit of fear, but of love, sound, love, and a power of a sound mind. The sound mind, the gospel helps you to have a sound, clear mind. Also, the health message helps you to have a sound, clear mind. Are you with me? Proverbs chapter 1. I think Proverbs chapter 1, bear with me now. Proverbs chapter 1, brothers and sisters, my mind is lighting up with revelation from heaven, beloved. I am overjoyed right now, giving you the word of God. Watch this now, beloved, because we want to know what does it mean to fear God. I'm going to give you two verses, and then we're going to come to the conclusion. Are you with me? Now, Jesus said, unto you that fear my name, remember, shall the Son of what? Righteousness arise with healing in his wing. This is a condition. How can we meet this condition and meet the blessing, right? So watch this now. Proverbs chapter 1, verse 7. Proverbs chapter 1, verse 7. Listen to what the Bible says. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of what? Knowledge. Hold it right there. In order for you to know of a fear of God, you must have a knowledge of who God is. So now, when you have a knowledge of who God is, what does heaven require of you with that knowledge? Heaven require you and I to do something with this knowledge, right? Because the knowledge of God is the fear of God is the beginning of what? Knowledge. But fool despise wisdom and instruction. Watch this now. Remember now, you have a knowledge of who God is. So how can you bring glory to him? Watch this now. What else it means to fear God? Go with me to Deuteronomy chapter 10, verse 12. What else does it mean to fear God? Because I just show you, in order for us to have to fear God, we must have a knowledge. I know everyone requires something of you to do with this knowledge, right? So we want to see what does everyone require of us. Because we want to receive the blessing that is coming from the sanctuary. Watch this right here, beloved. Deuteronomy chapter 10, verse 12. Deuteronomy chapter 10, verse 12. And know, Israel, what does the Lord thy God require of thee but to fear the Lord? Watch the word again, fear. Remember Malachi said, unto you that what? Fear my name. I remember Revelation chapter 14, verse 17. Fear God. I remember Psalm chapter 1. Verse 7 says, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of what? Knowledge, right? So listen what Deuteronomy now, chapter 10, verse 12, said again. And now, Israel, what does the Lord thy God require of who thee? But to what fears who the Lord thy what? God. To walk in what? All his ways. Hold it right here. You see a comma, right? What does it mean to walk in all of his ways? Mean walk in all of the counsel, the Bible and the spirit of prophecy. Are you with me? Why do you think God say, for you are set up not all of my counsel, and you will none of my reproof? So because you reject knowledge, I also will reject your children. So because you rejected knowledge, your children become vagabond. Because you got, that's the same curse that God pronounced on Cain. Cain become like a vagabond and a beggar all over the place. Brothers and sisters, let us say here. So we see now, go back with me, Malachi 4:2. To walk in all his ways and to love him and to serve the Lord thy God with all thy heart and with all thy soul. Malachi 4:2. Remember, Malachi 4:2 said, beloved, unto you that what? Fear my name, shall the Son of Righteousness arise with healing in his wings. What is this healing message that God is sending now? We're going to clarify this, right? Because I'm saying that the healing message is this. The healing that is coming from the way of the East is the health message. We're going to prove this from the Bible. Are you with me, beloved? Now, we said, the spirit of prophecy said, the health message is the right arm of the gospel, or the helping hand of the gospel. Are you with me, beloved? So let us see if we can prove it from the Bible, because the health message is also the righteousness of Jesus Christ. Go with me to Isaiah chapter 41, verse 10. Because we are looking at the right arm is dealing with the health message. Are you with me, beloved? This is the last message that's going to be on the scene in these last days, beloved. And we must have a knowledge of these messages, beloved. Isaiah 41, verse 10. Write these things down and make them your own study, beloved. I don't have to share these things. Isaiah chapter 41, verse 10 says, fear thou not. You remember we're talking about fear, right? We lay the foundation, right? Fear thou not. Because remember, now, when you have a sound mind, you will not be fear. Right? You will not be fearful. Are you with me, beloved? So God is sending a message so you have a clear mind, so you can make the right decision when the great time of test is coming upon us. Are you with me, beloved? It's not only the gospel, but also the health message that's going to help the frontal lobe to think straight and to think clearly. Are you with me, beloved? Even you have to face death, come what may. Watch this now. Isaiah chapter 41, verse 10. Fear thou not, for I am with what? Thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee. The health message is the strengthening message. Are you with me? To bring strength to a dying body. I will strengthen thee, yea, I will help thee, yea, I will uphold thee with what? With the right of my what? Righteousness. So the help message is also what? The right hand of Christ's righteousness, the right arm, beloved. Are you with me? So Jesus is realizing that our health, we are falling in our health. So he sent a message from the way of the East. He's sending a message from heaven to uphold us. Remember the Bible said, I will strengthen thee, yea, I will help thee, yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my what? Righteousness. So when we are partaking, when we accept the health message, you are accepting Jesus' helping hand. Lord have mercy. Somebody was out there to say, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. What a mighty God we serve. When you accept the health message, you are stretching out your hand to Jesus and receiving the helping hand from your Lord. Amen? Now, it's going to get sweeter now, beloved. Do you know that the health message stays in health? Why? Because remember, if you are sick, your health is failing you, right? Your health is deteriorating, right? So when somebody is helping you and giving you the herbs, what they are trying to do, they are trying to save your health. to help you to recover from the sickness or the illness, right? Watch the Bible now, beloved. Watch the Bible. I'm sure you know Satan is in competition with God. Go with me to Psalm 67. Never forget this verse. Psalm 67, verse 2. Psalm 67, verse 2. Watch this now, beloved. Watch this right here. Psalm 67, verse 2. Because remember, the message is coming from nowhere. The way of the east in the sanctuary of the most holy place of the heavenly sanctuary. We're going to come back to the third angel, beloved, because the third angel is also pointing you on earth to heaven and also showing you the God, the health message. Because the fearful is the work of the third angel, because he's threatening you, beloved. So you can have a sound mind. When somebody's threatening you, you're fearful for your life, right? But God do not want you to be fearful for your life. So he sent a message which we call the health message, which is the right arm of the gospel, so you can have a clear mind. Are you with me? To make a conscious decision for either life or death. Are you with me, beloved? Go with me now. Psalm 67, verse 2. Watch this now. Psalm 67, verse 2. That their way may be known upon the earth. Hold it right there. You see a comma. Remember, the Bible said in Psalm 77, verse 13, thy way, O God, is in the where? Sanctuary. Watch this now. So God's way is in the sanctuary. God operates in the sanctuary, right? Everything that God is doing is going on in the where? Sanctuary, right? Watch this now. Psalm 67, verse 2. Thy way be... that their way may be known upon the earth. What way? So God wants this way to be known upon the earth. What is this God is talking about? Thy saving what? Health. In the Old Testament, they call it the saving health. But we call it the medical missionary today. Are you with me, beloved? Or the right arm of the gospel. This is what God said. That thy way may be known upon the earth. That is saving health among all what? Nations. What do you think Revelation chapter 14 verse 6 is in? For I saw another angel flying in the midst of heaven, having the everlasting gospel. This everlasting gospel is also, you see, the health message, beloved. Right? Having the everlasting gospel to preach unto them that dwell on the earth, to every nation. Hold it right there. So the saving health must be known among what? All nations. Are you with me, beloved? So when you are reading Revelation chapter 14, verse 6 and 7, this is what's going on. This angel is coming from the way of the east. Are you with me, beloved? From heaven in the sanctuary. But this angel have the everlasting gospel, but also the health message, beloved, to strengthen God's people in these last days so they can have a better lifestyle of eating and dressing. Are you with me, beloved? Because why? Because we are under the proclamation of the third angel. The third angel, beloved, is fearful is his work and powerful is his mission. He is the angel is that going to select the wheat from the tears. But also the work of the third angel is to prepare a people to stand true to the Lord. In order for you and I to stand, go back and read the account of Daniel, Shadrach, and Abednego. Are you with me, beloved? Because when the test come upon Daniel, Daniel said, we will not defile our with the meat of the king and the wine of the king. Are you with me? And Daniel purposed in his heart not to defile his body. Are you with me, beloved? So God's purpose in giving the third angel message to the world is to prepare a people to stand true unto him during the investigative judgment. Does these things make clear, beloved? Let us move on now. So we see the saving health among all nations. So God wants the saving health, the health message should be known among all nations. Why? Because we are told, but there are going to be a many sick ones. Are you with me, beloved? On all of us Seventh-day Adventists, pastor, elder, deacon, sister, whatever, nurses, we are all called to be a medical missionary. Are you with me, beloved? Because we are not a medical missionary, also of a preacher. Are you with me, beloved? Watch this now. Let us move on. Go with me to 3 John 1, 2. 3 John, verse 2. 3 John, verse 2. So God is dealing with health now, but we're going to get clarified because we're talking about health. I'm going to show you the herb, but bear with me now, beloved. 3 John, verse 2. 3 John, verse 2. You don't have any chapter, just verses. You could even say chapter 1, verse 2. 3 John, verse 2. Beloved, I wish above all things, right, that thou mayest what? Prosper and be in health. So notice God is concerned about the health of his people in these last days. Are you with me? So that's why he sent a health message. It's not to take away your chicken and your fish and all of these things. No, but God have a better way out. Are you with me? God is trying to prepare our body so we come off of these junk foods and all of these things. Because, beloved, because he's helping us to be strengthened our body so we can have a faith to this. Our faith, beloved, can endure hunger and delay and deprivation in these last days. Are you with me? Because all earthly support is going to be cut off. And you wonder we are not ready as yet to walk away from our property, walk away from our clothes, walk away from our job, walk away from our cars and all of these things. But God sent a message to prepare his people. So when the time comes, we will not be like Mrs. Lot and Mr. Lot. Are you with me? Looking back to these things and clinging to them. And we're going to be burned up with the things of this world. Are you with me? But God in his mercy, sent a message. This message is love. He loves you so much that he will let none of us to perish, but all come to what? Repentance. So God say, I wish above all things, beloved, that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospereth. Hold it right there. So you are saying, my brethren, you are talking about the health message. If somebody is sick, what are you going to give them to get recovered? Hold it right there. Calm your nerves. Don't get jaded right now, beloved. Watch this now. Go with me to Psalms 104. Psalms 104, verse 15. We're going to look at the herbs now. Herbs. And we're going to look at God's way of bringing healing to the sick. Not drug medication, because we are told that drug medication do not bring relief, beloved, or recover. Do not bring healing. Psalms 104, verse 15. Psalms 104, verse 15. No, read verse 14, rather. Psalms 104, verse 14. Sorry about that. Psalms 104, 104, 14. It reads, he caused the grass to grow for the cattle. Watch this now, the herb. We are talking about the health message now, the right palm of the gospel, which is the right palm of righteousness. Now watch this now, beloved. He causes the grass to grow for the cattle and herb for the service of what? Men. And he may bring forth food out of the what? Herb. Watch this now, beloved. What I want you to focus on, the what? The herbs is for the what? Service of men. What do you do with a herb? Herb, you know that you use herb for medical purpose, right? Watch this now, beloved. We should show you, oh, God loves us so much. God give us the herbs for what? The healing. And we know a lot of herbs, they have also leaves, right? But look at Revelation chapter 22, verse 2. The leaves are for the healing of the nation. So God is sending a message. Remember, Malachi chapter 4, verse 2. Unto you that fear my name shall the Son of Righteousness arise with what? Healing in his wings. Watch this now. Because remember, God is sending a message on healing. Physical healing and spiritual healing. Are you with me, beloved? Revelation chapter 22, verse 2, beloved. God, that's why you see this health message, because God tried to help you, not to take away all of these things from you, but to help you, beloved, so you can make the right decision and be loyal to God in these last days. Are you with me? Verse 2, Revelation chapter 22, verse 2. In the midst of the street of it, and on either side of the river, this is dealing with heaven, was there the tree of life, which bear 12 manner of fruits, and yield her fruit every month. Watch this now. And the leaf of the tree of life, right? And the leaf of the tree were for the healing of the nation. Hold it right there. So you're telling me, beloved, there is a tree of life is in heaven right now, right? And when we go to heaven, we all will eat of this tree of life, eat the leaves. We bring healing. Are you with me, beloved? Because remember, when we're in heaven, we're going to be still growing in the stature of Jesus Christ. Are you with me? But watch this now. So remember, this is also dealing with the sanctuary. So God give us the sanctuary, right? God said, let them make me a sanctuary that I may what? Dwell among them. The earthly sanctuary is no more, but we have the spiritual sanctuary. But in the sanctuary, there is a tree, beloved. In heaven, there is a tree of life, and the leaves are for the healing of nations. What we use the leaves for, herbs, to bring relief to the sick. Are you with me, beloved? But look at the spiritual side now. This is the physical and also spiritual. But look at the physical side. Does the gospel profit you and I in these last days? Go with me to Isaiah chapter 60. Isaiah chapter 60. We're dealing with the health message, beloved. The health part. And we're going to come back to the third. Because I'm preparing you, beloved, because the third angel, Lord have mercy. One, two, three, if we're not ready. Isaiah chapter 61. Verse 1. We're dealing with the health message. Only the Bible. I don't give you no spiritual prophecy yet. Only Bible, beloved, to show you. Isaiah 61. I just show you the physical part. We're coming back to the herbs a little bit. I show you the physical part. Look at the spiritual part. We're dealing with the gospel. This is a prophecy of Jesus. Isaiah 61, verse 1. The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me because the Lord had anointed me to preach good tidings unto who the meek. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted. People are what? Hearted. They are brokenhearted. They can be broken because of the sickness they are under. Are you with me? Experience. They can have a broken heart because somebody has done them wrong. Are you with me? But the gospel brings hope and brings healing, both spiritually and also physically. Watch this, beloved. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim what? Liberty to the captive. Liberty. Why God wants to bring liberty? Liberty to you and I? Because we are trapped in our mind. We are like, we are in prison in the mind. That's why he said, I never gave you the spirit of fear, but of love, power, and of our own mind, clear mind, not trapped in your mind with all of this confusion, but give you a sound mind so you can make the right decision in these last days. So, beloved, God loves you so much. The health message is salvational. Country living is salvational. Are you with me, beloved? God love you so much, he give you a better way of eating, a better way of lifestyle changes. If you're not making these changes, don't say you love Jesus, because Jesus said, why do you call me Lord and do not the things I said unto you? He that follow these sayings of mine, I will lighten him unto a what? Wise man. Because, beloved, the storm is coming, and the storm is coming at our doorstep. It's going to beat upon our house and all of these things. But if we are not standing, our house will fall. And the Bible says, great is that fall. But God is giving us a message, stand during the investigative judgment. Stand, because their name is at the bar of God. Stand, so when God, their name comes in review, God can look at that man's name and they say, God can say, just and righteous still. Why? Because they are following the reproof of the Bible and the spirit of prophecy. When God look at your name, God not going to say that you have made void my law and you have none of my reproof. So the health message and the third angel message, beloved, is preparing a people to what? Stand true unto the Lord. Why Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego was able to stand? Because of the diet. There were tests on diet first, beloved, and second, worship. Same thing that happened unto you. In 1888 was the same thing. In 80 Jones and Wakanda, beloved, there was a health message on the scene. And also, we see the Sunday law was coming in 1888. And God sent the first, the fourth angel, which is dealing with the Revelation chapter 18, and they reject the message of righteousness. So that's why we are still here. But now, beloved, we are told there's going to be such a time, there's going to be such a trouble, such as never was since there was a nation. Trouble, beloved, brings fear, right? So God gives you another help message so you will not be fearful. You will not fear man. You will not fear the power that be. Are you with me? You will worship the true God. Why do you think Revelation, again, chapter 14, verse 7? Fear God and give glory to him. What does fear mean? To walk in all of his ways. Walk in what, all of what way? To walk in all of his counsel. Not to teach and to embrace these erroneous doctrines. Doctrines that are coming from the pit of hell. No, the counsel and the Bible, beloved, put the law unto the what? Testimony. If they speak not according to this word, whatever that man or woman is speaking, that message is coming from the pit of hell. But we want the word of God. If it is not in the Bible, we don't want it. If it is not in the spirit of prophecy, we do not want it. We want to hear what does say the Lord. Are you with me, beloved? If you love Jesus, you're going to do what he said. Don't tell me you love Jesus Seventh-day Adventist. Don't tell me you love Jesus Advent life. Are you still eating meat today? You may say, I don't know how to cook. We're going to come back to the message, beloved, in a deeper way. But we are going back and forth, beloved. Bear with me now. Let us come back to the herbs. Let us come back to herbs. Happened. What happened in the past that God had to give us herbs? Do you remember Genesis 3? Watch this now, beloved. Watch this now. We're going to show you a mighty God. So because of the curse, beloved, God has to give us herbs, vegetables, and all of these things. Are you with me? And I'm going to show you why God is taking us off of the meat. Because a lot of people here say, oh, you need to stop eating meat. But what is why I need to stop eating meat? And I'm going to show you, I'm going to break these things down for you and to show you why. And then you're going to say, oh, it makes sense. Are you with me, beloved? And I'm going to show you why God do not want you to rear certain things. Why God do not want you to rear false hair. Why God do not want you to rear makeup. And I'm going to show you why. What these things does to the body. Are you with me, beloved? We are going through a series now. Are you with me? Bear with me now. Let's go with me to Genesis chapter 3, verse 18. Genesis now. Chapter 3, verse 18. Why God give us the help message? Something happened, and I'm going to show you because of sin. Genesis chapter 3, verse 18. But let us read verse 17 and 18. Genesis chapter 3, verse 17 and 18. And to Adam he said, because thou hast hearkened unto the voice of thy wife, and hast eaten of this tree, of which I commanded thee, saying, thou shalt eat of what? It. Sorry. Thou shalt not eat of it. Cursed is the ground for who? For thy sake. For Adam's sake. Watch this now. In sorrow shalt thou eat of it all the days of thy life. Watch this now. Because of the consequence of disobedience, what we see come up in the earth now, beloved. Watch this now. Verse 18. Thorns. Hold it right there. What do you mean thorns? Thorns? What is this thorn is dealing with, beloved? Do you know that it was thorn they put on Jesus' head? The thorn is a result of the curse. The thorn is a curse. So, beloved, remember the Bible says, he who knew not sin become cursed for us. So, did Jesus take upon the curse upon himself? So now, beloved, remember, so because you and I sin, life leave our body. And Jesus take up his life to give up his life so you and I can have life. And we put the brow on his, put the thorn on his brow, beloved. And we bruise our Savior. The thorn, watch this verse 18 again. Thorns also and thistle shall it bring forth to thee, and thou shalt herb of the field. Do you see this, beloved? So when Adam and Eve sinned, God have a plan already, beloved. Because God said, if you eat of this, you will surely die. Die spiritually and die physically. Are you with me, beloved? So God sent a message from heaven to help us spiritually and also what? Physically. Gospel, spiritually, health message, physically. And also help us spiritually as well. Are you with me, beloved? So the health message is the right arm of the gospel. So when you are dealing with herbs, you are talking about the health message. Are you with me, beloved? That's what we're dealing about, exercise and all of these things, the 8 laws of health, or you could call it the 8 doctors. Are you with me, beloved? So God interested in the health of his people in these last days. One more queen, beloved, question. What is God's method of bringing healing to the sick? Because we are looking at the CDC and FDA and all of these things, beloved, and we run to them for drug medication. And these drug medication bring all these side effects. And, beloved, you have one sickness. All of a sudden you realize you have all of these side effects, all kind of sickness coming up on your body. But let us look at heaven way of bringing recovery to this. Are you with me? Go with me to Isaiah chapter 38. We are dealing with the health message. I don't give you no spiritual prophecy. I'm giving you nothing but Bible, beloved. Because too often we lean so much on the health message and what people, they criticize the prophet, all of these prophets and all of these things. And this prophet leading you out to stray and all of these things, beloved. But we must be able to prove everything from the Bible. The spiritual prophet is just to put icing on the cake. Are you with me? Isaiah chapter 38, verse 21, beloved. Isaiah chapter 38, verse 21. We look at Hezekiah, beloved. Hezekiah was sick unto death. And, beloved, Hezekiah prayed, and God tell Isaiah to bring healing to his body, but give him what? A fig leaf, beloved. Fig. Let me go there right quick. Look at Hezekiah account. Isaiah 38. Verse 21. Don't tell me. I'm at Jeremiah. I'm so sorry. I'm at Jeremiah. Friends, bear with me. I'm in Jeremiah. Looking at the wrong thing. Bear with me. Isaiah chapter 38, verse 21. We'll just get to the point. Let us read from verse 20. Verse 20, Isaiah chapter 38, verse 20 to 21. The Lord was ready to save me, therefore we will sing my song to the string instrument all the days of our life in the house of the Lord. Listen now to verse 21, key. We're looking at God's method of bringing healing to the what? Sick, right? Not drugs, medication, no, beloved. For Isaiah had said, Let them take a lump of figs and lay it for a plaster upon the boy. And he shall what? Recover. Did Hezekiah recover? Yes, beloved. This is God's method of bringing what? Healing to the sick. Herbs. The health message, it was to bring healing to you and I, both physically and also both what? Spiritually. Because God knows that some of us, you are going up in age, and the more you are up in age, beloved, you are succumb to receiving all kind of different diseases. So God give you a better way so your body can able to fight, your immune system can able to what? Fight all these diseases. But when we think somebody talk about health message, you got to stop eat meat. We are not a plague police. We just telling you what God said. Are you with me? We are not a plague police. We don't have a badge and authority, but only the authority of the word of God we are giving unto you. Are you with me, beloved? We give you the word and we leave the results with God. Please, beloved, I pray that you see God blessing. Oh, God love you so much. God cares about your health. His purpose for you to prosper and be in good health. So you have to follow God's blueprint. Are you with me, beloved? So, beloved, this is a series, and this is a beautiful message, beloved. I am blessed so far. So let us move on now. Let us move on as we come into a close, beloved. Now, in early writings, so now remember, The third angel, beloved, it is a message. Give us access to the most holy place of the heavenly sanctuary. Those who rejected the first and the second, or those who do not want to what? Preach or teach or emphasize or live the first and second angel, beloved, cannot be benefited by the third angel. And they do not know the way of the most holy place where Jesus is at interceding on their behalf. And they cannot benefit in the most holy place of the heavenly sanctuary. Because Jesus is saying, why do you call me Lord? Why are you praying to me and you are not doing the things I said unto you? Does these things make sense? Let me read these things and to clarify these things for you, beloved. In early writings, page 260 and page 261, early writings, page 260 and page 261. Listen what it said, beloved. Those who rejected the first message could not be what? Benefit by the second. Neither were they benefit by the midnight cry. This is dealing with a great disappointment, which was to prepare them. Watch this now. The first and second angel message, beloved, was preparing God's people in William Miller days, who we call the Advent people, right? Was to prepare them to go into the most holy place of the heavenly sanctuary where Jesus is going to by faith. Those who rejected the message could not be benefited by the second. Neither were they benefited by the midnight cry, which was to prepare them to enter with Jesus by faith into the most holy place of the heavenly sanctuary. If we are not preaching, if we are not mentioning these messages to God's people, beloved, we are not benefited by Jesus' intercession in heaven. We are fooling ourselves. By rejecting the two former messages, what the woman of God is talking about? The first and the second angel. By rejecting the two former messages, they have so darkened their understanding that they can see no what? Light in the third angel message. Watch this now, which shows the way into the most holy place. Which message the woman of God say show the way into the most holy, beloved? The third angel. Do you see how important the third angel message is, beloved? The third angel, beloved, show us the way. It's just like Brother Richardson say, Brother Ricardo, I want you to come to my house. But I said, Brother Richardson, I don't know the address and I do not remember the address. Brother Richardson has to give me specific direction or send me the address. Are you with me, beloved? To give me access to come directly where he has. Are you with me, beloved? So God give us a message, beloved, to point us to where Jesus is at, seated on our behalf at this moment. Are you with me, beloved? So this message by faith, we enter the most holy place by faith where Jesus is at, interceding on our behalf. When we enter the sanctuary, beloved, we're going to realize that way, oh God, is in the world. Sanctuary. We're going to realize that God is instructing us in the way, in the most holy place of the heavenly sanctuary. We're going to realize that God is sending a message from the way of the east with also with healing in his wings. God is also, when we enter into the most holy place, we realize we'll see the end of the wicked. Are you with me, beloved? When we enter into the most holy place, we realize that we have our name at the bar of God. We have our case is coming up. But God, before our name come up in review, before our name come up in judgment, God is preparing you so you can able to stand before the righteous God, judge of the whole universe. Are you with me, beloved? What a mighty God we serve. Which people are going to prepare you to stand before the judge? Your lawyer. Jesus Christ is your lawyer. So your lawyer is sending you this message to prepare you so you can able to what? Stand. So you can able to get victory over sin. So you can able to commune with your God. So you can able to remain faithful in these last days. So you can able to run to him when you fall in sin. So you can able to run to him when you are doubting. So you can able to run to your Savior in these last days. Jesus Christ and him crucified. Behold the Lamb of God which taketh away the sin of the world. Behold the Lamb of God which taketh away the sickness of the people. Behold the Lamb of God which taketh away our pain, beloved. Behold the Lamb of God which taketh away the misery of of us in these last days. Behold the Lamb of God, which removes wickedness and all of these things that run in about us, beloved. Behold the Lamb of God. It is Jesus Christ and him crucified. The Lamb of God, beloved, he come, he already come already. He come and to take away our sins. But Jesus wants to blot out sin in heaven, beloved. In order for him to do this, he has to give us a message to heal our mind, to restore our mind, so we can have a conscious decision to know where we are standing, because we are standing between life and death. Are you with me, beloved? So your mind can be clear in these last days. So you can think from the frontal lobe. Are you with me, beloved? So you can what? Fear God and give what? Glory to him, for the hour of his what? Judgment is come. Paul said, beloved, I beseech you above all things that you present your body as a living sacrifice. Beloved, you and I, we are dying. Our body is dying. But when you partake of the health message, are you a practicing, are you a living regarding the health principle, beloved, now you can present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy unto God, as a reasonable service. Are you with me, beloved? This is the health message that's going to help you to present a living sacrifice. What a mighty God we serve. Hallelujah. Father in heaven, we thank you so much for your blessing. We thank you so much for your word. Lord, I know your people, they are blessing. They were blessed, Lord. So, Lord, whatever I fail to ask, oh, Lord, whatever we fail to say, whatever I fail to say, Lord, please grant it unto us. As we are about to depart from this prayer line, Lord, we pray that your presence will not depart from us. I pray that somebody's heart will be pricked. So I pray that somebody hear from heaven. I pray that somebody hear Jesus whispering in their ear, say, follow me. This is the way. Walk therein. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Brother Ricardo, for that timely message. As we know, our body is the temple of the Holy Spirit, and the Holy Spirit will not dwell in any temple that is defiled with whatever it is. May the Lord truly help us to search the scripture and to afflict our soul and to pray and to ask God for forgiveness where we have defiled the temple, so that it can be built up, so that it can be restored to hold the Holy Spirit. Amen? Because we cannot put new wine in old bottle. We cannot put the Holy Spirit will not dwell in us if the body is defiled, if our temple, our mind, our body is defiled. So may the Lord truly help us, and may we continue to seek him. Again, thank you for joining us, each and every one of you. Happy Sabbath, and have a good night. And please go over the scripture, share them with someone else, and this recording will be ready in 2 days. Whoever would like to hear the recording, you can contact me, or Sister Leola, or Sister Powell. Amen. Again, happy Sabbath, and Jesus is soon to come, and we ought to be ready. Get ready, stay ready. Amen. Thank you.
From the fount of every blessing.